This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Can we talk about what's tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow is September 11th.
Oh, the date, yeah.
But it's not, I mean, it was weird because the first year after September 11, you had no choice, right? It's the first year anniversary. And then the second year, you just kind of didn't. And then you kind of did again at 5,
okay. Kind
of did again at 10,
yeah.
And we haven't since. This is 20.
Dang, already?
It's been 20 years since that happened.
Wow. And you and I, we tell the same. We know exactly where we were. We were actually.
Well, there are people who maybe not know. Were you on the air too?
On the air live. I was doing a morning show then.
Where were you? Like
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay.
Because I was the same as you. I was running the board and I could see our TV up in the corner with the sound down, of course. And I saw the first plane hit and we're going, is this a new Die Hard? Or are they a new trailer for a movie? And then we turned the sound up and went, whoa. So I went ahead and just turned my microphone on. Put it towards a speaker on the board that had ABC News.
You did.
Which is highly illegal, but...
Nobody was going to bust any of us for that stuff that day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so that's how we just sat there and watched.
I remember not understanding that it was a plane. Like...
Jet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Jet. Thank you for... I thought it was like a Cessna.
Yeah.
Like, so Monday Night Football was the night before. Broncos played. We had a parody song about the Broncos. And it was like, Eddie Mack was in the middle of the song. Ed McCaffrey, that was a play. He goes up, shatters the bottom of his leg.
Yeah.
It looked like his sock had Jell-O in it. It was one of those things where you're like, and selfishly, all I can think about is I got to come up with a new lyric in that song.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm in work and I'm like, crap. And we did a live weather hit with Amy Freeze. She would come on our show. And in the middle, she's like, oh, wow, a plane hit the Trade Center. We're like, whoa, oh, no. So we turned on the TV.
So you were thinking it was like a little Piper
cub. Of course.
Someone got off course.
Are you kidding me? It's like, you've heard of things. Like, that happens sometimes. A pilot falls asleep or something. I'm like, I don't know how we got clear over to the Trade Center.
Which is a no-fly zone.
It is, right?
Been. Yeah, you can't fly over there.
And then we were on the channel when the second one hit.
Okay.
And when you saw that second one hit, you're just like...
That's deliberate.
What is happening?
When we saw it, the first one, okay, what's going on? The second one, for sure, okay, that was on purpose.
I guess maybe because I'd never been to New York, the hole in the first one didn't compute to me that would be as big as a jet. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, the hole didn't seem that big.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, it's got to be a little plane. And then the second one, like... The newscasters that we were watching, I don't remember if we were watching NBC or who we were watching, they didn't notice it. They just had the B-roll rolling and they're talking. And then it was like, boom. And then somebody's like, wait, what was that?
Wow.
They didn't notice the second plane hitting. And then we were on the 23rd floor of the Tabor Center.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you weren't in a high rise in
the
Dakotas. We got the hell out of there.
As you and everyone else should have. You were all supposed to...
Well, we were just like, are they hitting at
right.
The Tabor Center in Denver? Come on, they're not. But like,
you don't know.
Where were you guys at? Were you even born?
Yes. I was in first grade and I remember our teacher turning on the TV, but like, that's it. I don't have any memory.
You don't
memory.
Have vivid.
Mm-mm.
You had a TV in your classroom though?
Yeah.
Jeez, they had to wheel one in on a cart for us.
Yeah, that's the same for me. I was in fifth grade, so a little older. So I remember it more. I remember watching it. I remember being scared when I got home. But I didn't know what I was scared of. It was kind of the same thing. Like, it just felt...
It didn't make sense.
Right.
You're like, when you're... It didn't make sense to us as grown-ups.
Right.
So I can't imagine what you thought Like, did you make a run on anything?
Yeah.
It's so terrible, but we were told.
Yeah,
I forget who told us, but they were like, go get cash out, get water, get ground beef.
It was like the whole Y2K thing.
It was 100% wow. That.
Yeah.
Like, I made a run on a Sam's Club, and I, like, filled my freezer because it was like, who knows what happens next?
There's some good new documentaries. Like, I started watching one on Netflix about it, and, like, I'm pretty much learning everything for the first time
right.
since I
wow.
didn't really experience it. And, like, they took the footage and cleaned it up and made it clearer, and you can see...
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see when the people are jumping.
Yeah, it is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, like, the worst day. There's a dude on ESPN. He's the guy who knows all the injuries. Schechter. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Adam Schechter.
Schechter, there you go. Have you ever heard his story?
No.
Like, they did a thing where he's like, I met this woman and I love her and she had this tragedy in her life and blah, blah, blah. And, like, I had to really coddle her and do whatever. And then I eventually adopted her kids and her kids love me and blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the story, you find out her husband, like, was in one of the towers and called her and left, like, a message. Like, at the end going, I'm never coming home. Find love again. And you're just like,
wow.
There was a special that they put together, all the audio calls, loved ones and friends, and yeah.
I mean, it's tough. The documentary you're talking about is, like, it's not the Spike Lee one.
No.
Okay. Because I've seen one where they just keep trying to suck you in, and it's all about, like, the government really did a power reach or whatever. Is it that one?
I don't think so. It's fairly new.
Okay, good. Because I just want to watch. I don't know. Is anybody going to do anything tomorrow? Are you going to watch something, or are you going to just... have a regular Saturday?
You know, I came across, I was going through photos. You and I were busy when we visited New York City. We went down to Ground Zero and we took some pictures, and I forgot that we had those.
So. We went when I was in high school, and it was 8 years after the fact. We took a senior trip there, and it was still rubble and dusty. And
those holes, for lack of a better word, like the fountain things, like I didn't get the full depth until we were standing there that day. And you're like, this is insanity.
Did you guys hear the story about the tree?
No.
There was one
by
tree.
By the church?
Yep.
I did hear that.
It survived, and they rescued it.
Tree did?
One tree, and they got it out, and they transplanted it somewhere else.
What?
But they called it the living tree or something tree.
Mm-hmm. Like buildings, like how many buildings fell? 4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
3. Everything was
rubble. Because I know 7 fell. The 2 Trade Center towers fell. Mm-hmm. Like.
Rubble, big pile of rubble. And,
some tree. All right. Well, we just want you to know that we're thinking about it and try to do something tomorrow to remember. Isn't it a day of
remembrance?
And you're supposed to volunteer. I think that's what they turned 9/11 into, is like a day, because Noah is volunteering for, it's like a day of service now.
You're right. We have a coworker that sent out an email saying, hey, we're going to be doing this tomorrow if you'd like to take part.
I might have to go do that, because I was just going to sit around and maybe watch a documentary, but I should probably take part in doing something good.
Okay.
So maybe we can find some resources and throw them up on our Facebook.
Yeah, for sure.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.